Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Well, this is exciting. Old Dominion, one of our favorite bands, they were just here. I say just here, but it was months ago now. But the performance lingers. It lingers in the brain. And of course, they have got this brand new album, Oldies But Goodies. New album, old favorite songs, one new song that we're loving. And Matthew Ramsey here to talk to us about it. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really, really good. It's so good to see you again. You know, the last time I saw you, you were on stage at the O2 playing to like 18,000 people or whatever it was.
Huge show. That was amazing.
You know, I was thinking about, we've talked about this before, but I was particularly thinking about it during that show, the very first time that you guys came over and played C2C, and you were on one of the smaller stages, and I had the very privileged position of introducing you guys onto the stage, and they said, hey, come back and meet the band before we do that. And we went back to the green room, and you know the situation I encountered, right?
Yeah, we were asleep, I think.
Every single one of you spark out asleep, sprawled across the chairs, on the floor, and I thought, But you know, the great thing was, like, you woke up, I introduced you, and you went out there, and you tore the roof off the place. And so I was contrasting that with, you know, you guys headlining C2C this year. What was that kind of mind game like for you?
You know, it's all happened so it's in some ways that, like, when you say things like that, it's somehow seems like yesterday and somehow seems like another lifetime ago.
So
you know, it's in some ways, you know, we're still that same group of guys that was asleep on the couch or the chairs before we had to go out and do it, you know. So we've played so many shows, but it's not lost on us, you know, when we go out there and we see just the magnitude of the crowd and feel that energy, and you know, you can't help but be filled with just so much, like, gratitude for our whole journey. It's an amazing experience.
You know what I would say? Joy. I would use the word joy with you guys. You clearly, you know, are experiencing joy on stage. But one of the things that really struck me, I'm going to say this, and you're going to be like, well, where have you been for all of our shows? But you know, the thing that I've always enjoyed your shows, you've always just, like I said, just torn the place apart and set it on fire and, you know, waved goodbye, dropped the microphone and off you. It was just, they've always been amazing. But the thing that really struck me during that C2C show is how much joy you bring to the audience. And I say that because it seemed like it was a very deliberate thing. You know, like you guys were saying, our job is to entertain you guys and to make you happy. And it was such an uplifting, joyous thing. And it really felt special because it felt like all 18,000 of us, including you, were all on the same page and having this super life-affirming moment. And I just think that's such a special gift to have on that level, or on a level of, you know, playing to 50 people or playing to 20,000 people. That is such a great thing that you guys bring.
Thank you. That is, I'm glad that you felt that, because that means it's working. That is our goal. That's what we always have in the back of our minds when we're, you know, planning a tour or whatever. It's how can we walk into a building and set the tone, and so that when people come in, they feel it when they come in, and especially when the show is over, they're walking out feeling lighter than they felt when they came in. And that is our goal when we're looking at the set list, when we're picking songs to record. You know, how do we service our fan base, and how do we just service anyone who may be there just by chance? How can we make them feel better? Music is supposed to, you know, enhance your life, whether you're going through something good or bad. It's supposed to be there for you. And we're a fortunate group of guys that have music as a job. So, you know, that's what we kind of aim for.
Yeah, it feels like a really deliberate choice, because I think that we can all wake up some days, and it, you know, if you're a really positive person or not, you can wake up some days and be like, oh, Lord have mercy.
We get the same thing. So as long as if we're putting it out there to the crowd, they put it right back at us, and we all walk out feeling better.
Well, thank you guys for being in that band, because that is a goal achieved. Oldies but goodies. I mean, there's a bunch of songs. It's a bunch of songs. And, you know, as a fan, it's a reminder of just how many, not only just hits, but important kind of life soundtrack songs that you guys have had. There's a new one on there as well, Coming Home, which we just can't get enough of. But in terms of kind of the back catalog, when you guys were putting this together, it must have been a reminder like that for you as well.
Yeah, definitely. It is, like, again, it's like I said earlier, it's just looking at our career going, this happened so fast. And then also like, wow, we've been doing this for a while now. You know, so
yeah,
it is, you know, it's really fun to look back and realize we've created, you know, quite a body of work.
Yes, you have. And more to come.
Yeah, absolutely. We're in the studio right now, actually. Well, we just finished recording maybe, you know, six songs or so. And I'm going and leaving this interview to go write some more. So.
Okay, well, listen, if I can inspire you, you know, if you need some themes, you let me know. So does that mean that we'll have a new album kind of next year?
Yeah, it's the goal.
Okay. All right, great. You sound like a very goal-oriented person.
Definitely.
Okay, good. Reigning ACM CMA Award winners, Group of the Year, 6 CMAs, 7 ACMs, and you're nominated again, right, for Vocal Group of the Year for CMAs coming up in November. Congratulations on that. I'd imagine by this point, if you don't get nominated, you're furious. Like, what's gone wrong?
No, we wouldn't be furious. We would be it would be a life assessment moment, though. We'd have to start figuring out what it meant.
Yeah, like, what? Okay, what's happening here? I mean, it is a real testament, though, to the state of country music and the state of you guys, because, you know, country music, as we all know, has never been hotter, certainly for the past couple of decades. It's never been hotter than it is right now, and there's so many talented artists that are coming into it, and, of course, you guys have been embracing loads of them. You know, Can't Break Up Now with Megan Maroney, the fantastic duet, but there's so many artists coming up that it's a real mark of what you guys do that you are still literally at the top of your game.
It is really a fortunate position that we're in. And yeah, you know, the thing about country music that I'm excited about right now is, you know, it's like you said, it's hot and people are paying attention. And the thing that's at the core of country music to me is the songwriting. So I think country music is actually elevating other genres as well, because people are paying attention to how important songwriting is, and it's elevating pop music and rock music. And, you know, everyone is paying a little bit more attention to what they're saying. So I credit that to really, you know, country music in general and artists like, you know, Taylor Swift, who started in country music, who's just such an incredible songwriter and became the biggest thing ever. And now people are going, we should probably care about what we're saying.
Yeah, let's think about this a little more.
Yeah.
Who are you loving at the moment in terms of new artists, or just artists that have suddenly popped onto your radar?
You know, I mean, everyone's sort of paying attention to Zach Topp, who's an incredible country artist that we got to see him play.
And a really authentic, like, traditional sound as well. It just shows that all sorts of country music's popular right now.
Definitely. That's the thing about country music, is there's room for everyone, and at whatever lane you're in, there's room for you. So, and especially someone like him who comes in with this very traditional sound, then that's actually kind of been missing for a little while. So it's refreshing to see him. And also just his background, his guitar playing abilities and everything. He's the real deal.
In terms of kind of getting to Nashville, I just want you to take us back a little bit, because, you know, Nashville is one of these cities. I'm there a few times a year, and every time I go, I'm like, oh, well, that whole block is now completely different than it was the last time I was here. And obviously there's loads of people constantly moving to Nashville. So you guys did you form in Virginia?
We knew each other, or a lot of us knew each other, but we didn't form there. I was in the seventh and eighth grade with our drummer Whit, and he went to college in Virginia with Brad and Jeff, and we sort of were all in the same circles, but we moved down to Nashville separately, just kind of one by one trickled into town.
Right.
Once we were all here, we were like, oh, my buddies are here, you know.
So what was the first day in Nashville like for you?
I mean, it was 2002.
Okay.
I was
4 years old.
Yeah. I was probably 24-ish or whatever. It was exciting. I remember kind of back then there was big phone books, and I remember kind of looking through the phone book to see where, like, a songwriter cafe I could try to find to go to. I found this little one called the Broken Spoke, and went to it and witnessed, you know, a couple of songwriter rounds and met some people who are still on that first night are still my friends to this day. And some of them are actually huge, successful songwriters now that that weren't then, obviously.
Of course, yeah. Anybody we would know?
One in particular I used to hang out with a lot there. His name's Luke Laird. So he's a huge songwriter and has produced people like Casey Musgraves. He's a really talented person. And we used to warm up together in this teeny little green room.
Oh, that's amazing. I mean, that is the thing that I hear a lot from people in Nashville is like these friendships that you form when you first get there, like they're enduring because not only are they friendships and you've gone through, you both kind of had this dream together and then, you know, go on to various successes, but you just keep working together in various ways as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Trevor was one of the first, he's the one person I didn't know from Virginia. And he's one of the first people I met too. Within the first year of living here, we got paired together on stage, and we met on stage and just hit it off. And, you know, it's, we've talked to each other every day since. So, it's definitely a pretty unique town like that. It's a little bit like going to college or something because you all land sort of around the same time and you meet the people that are on the same level and you're experiencing all the things together and you sort of rise through the ranks, lifting each other up and supporting each other through the whole thing.
So going back to C2C for just a moment, Dierks, Bentley, Lainey Wilson, Cody Johnson, they're the headliners this year. Dierks, I think, did it about 10 years ago. Lainey has done it a couple of times. Cody's first time as seasoned C2C headliners. What can they expect? What any advice? Have you spoken to them about it?
No, I haven't spoken to them about it, but the advice would just be do your thing. You know, don't try to change it, but just be prepared to be taken aback by the love that is coming at you from so far away from home. It's a really beautiful thing to see that, you know, country music is embraced across an ocean, which is mind-blowing.
And if you need a nap, do it on the sofa, not the floor.
Yeah. You can push a couple of bar stools together and lay across.
I think one of you literally were in that situation. Yeah. That was you. Okay. All right. Do you guys have a big riders? Are there things that you have to have before you go on stage?
No, ours is pretty simple. You know, our rider consists of water and maybe I think somebody put a bottle of wine on there. I think maybe Brad put that on there. I think we have a bottle of tequila that might be on there, but we carry our own tequila all the time. The only odd thing that we have on our rider is that always surprises people is fresh flowers.
That's a lovely thing. That's glorious.
Yeah.
I mean, tequila, fresh flowers. What more do you need?
Yeah. Nice thing to walk into.
I love that. Grand Ole Opry is turning 100 real soon, and we're going to do a big old special on them. And you guys had your Opry debut on the 1st of March, 2014. Is that a night that's kind of etched in your memory?
Definitely. Definitely a night I'll never forget. You know, obviously it's a legendary program and stage, and, you know, they've got the circle there that you stand in. And you know, we didn't really have a crew at the time. You know, we just kind of had to run out and set up all our stuff. And I remember after we played our songs, I was kind of gathering up all my pedals and cables and everything. I was kind of a mess trying to get out of there, get out of the way. And I felt this kind of hand on my shoulder and a big voice that said, you know, it was a great job, son. And I turned around and I'm standing in the circle looking at Charlie Daniels. And I was like, what is my life right now?
Are you a crier? Did you cry that night?
I didn't cry at the moment, but later I was like, oh my gosh.
That's a big deal. When you coming back to the UK?
We are, you know, it used to be that we would always say, I don't really know, but we have plans. I don't know if I can announce it yet, but
okay.
We'll be back sooner than later.
All right, sooner than later, so we don't have to wait too long.
No, we had so much fun at C2C. It just kind of relit the fire that I think COVID sort of put out. So it relit the fire for us, and we realized right then and there that we have got to get back over there as soon as possible.
All right. Well, listen, we can't wait for it. We will have some fresh cut flowers waiting for you.
Perfect.
In your dressing room. Oldies But Goodies is the album that is out now. Coming Home is a single that we love, and we are going to play that now. And Matthew Ramsey, it is always a joy to talk to you. So thank you, and we'll see you over here real soon.
Thank you.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.